We are glad that you're part of this episode. Thank you for following us on all our social media platforms. Now, social media platforms are to be the gist of our discussion today. My name is Issa Sava. Welcome to the Craze Podcast, and I'm with
Isaac.
Isaac, is that all you're going to say?
I mean, you said it all. Anyway, not entirely social media platforms. It's been a while since we've recorded. I know I'm moving from one thing to the next, but anyway, it's been a while since we recorded. A lot has happened. Why have you been recording? We have recorded this episode a number of times that now we are not even looking
at. It has a lot of drafts, by the way.
A lot of drafts that we are not happy with. And of course, life doing its thing, but we are back and we are constantly going to keep producing episodes if Issa allows.
If Issa allows.
Anyway, like you said, this episode is about social media platforms, but not social media platforms per se. But really, those privacy policies that we never read.
Okay, at the time of installing your favorite WhatsApp or your favorite social media platform, there's that always terms and conditions that you accept that comes along with all the privacy policies. So we are going to look at a few things that we found very, very peculiar that you might...
The terms of service.
Yeah, terms of service. Anyway, we hope that you've been doing okay and you're still following us on these social media platforms that Isaac is going to...
Isaac?
Yes.
Why are you throwing me into the fire?
Just no.
We do this together. I'm not doing... Anyway, today we're going to be looking at WhatsApp, Twitter, and the terms of service that we find, like you said, that we find peculiar. And TikTok. The rest really have the same sort of terms of service. So, but we'll be hinting on them here and there.
So, Isaac, before we begin, it is also important to note that the internet, thanks to the internet, we've seen the age of social media platforms, all social media, the power of social media. People have really got a lot of things through social media, various campaigns. Now, I feel like it is also important to note that the switch for internet in Uganda was in August, I think it was August 1995. So that is when we started using internet here. Okay, not the computers themselves, but when we started using internet. So after that...
Where is this switch?
Okay, by then it was a company, the Uganda... I'm forgetting the name, but
anyway, but it's understandable.
I think UCC knows all these details.
We are not with anyone from UCC here. You're supposed to be anyway, but I understand what he's saying. We'll dive right into it, and
without further ado,
yes, we'll start with WhatsApp, and yes, WhatsApp says I'm reading word for word. Not going to read everything, but word for word. It says WhatsApp must receive or collect some information to operate, provide, improve, understand, customize, support, and market our services, including when you install, access, or use our services. So in other words, they are saying there's information that they must collect. There's information that you freely give to them. In other words, which information is needed to improve their services. So I will go to the first peculiar thing about their privacy policy. It's in regard to the messages you send and receive. Am I recording this episode alone?
No. I'm following diligently.
Anyway, so the first peculiar part is in regard to
those
your messages.
They I love you messages that Isaac you send.
To who?
Often time, but you can continue.
Anyway.
People send all sorts of messages.
Yeah. So this is what they say. Quote unquote, we do not retain your messages in the ordinary course of providing our services to you. Instead, your messages are stored on your device and not typically stored on our servers. So the most important part to note is that they allege that your messages are stored on your device and not on their servers. Then the cringe comes in. They go on to say, once your messages are delivered, they are deleted from our servers. Issa, you're the one supposed to be helping me here with interpreting.
Okay. Maybe I will speak.
Are you still in awe? Anyway, the peculiar thing is that first they say your messages are not saved on their servers, they are saved on your device and then deleted. So the peculiar thing is that once your messages are delivered, they are deleted from their servers. which servers didn't have them to begin
so
with?
So the question would be, what are they deleting?
What are they deleting that they didn't have to begin with?
So that, I think it is...
So they do have your messages. And these things they tell you of, oh, WhatsApp is end-to-end encrypted, even as we can't read your messages. It's a lie.
No, it might it might not be a lie as such, but there's a likely chance that they have access to this information anyway.
Did you get a job offer from Meta?
No, wait. We don't want to allege things. So I think we should keep it at that. Let it be food
okay,
for
anyway,
thought.
Okay, anyway. It's food for thought. Issa is right. It is food for thought because we can't really know. But I mean, if someone is telling you I don't ideally keep... let me say, I don't ideally keep your phone
perhaps they
at my house, but somehow when...
The wording. The way they present that wording... No, for someone
so that they lie to us directly.
Because it's
so they should
lie.
Just they.
They could be direct. They should be direct. Actually, they should say we have this information, whether seen or unseen. We have
the information. I mean, don't say we don't keep it on our servers. Then later we delete because why are you deleting something you didn't have?
Okay,
in
maybe
the first
someone
place?
Would say the reason they say we don't keep it on our servers is because they eventually delete. So they never keep it.
No, then say that. Say that we have the information
we
on our servers. We hold it, but we delete it after it is delivered.
Okay, maybe that.
Because it does make sense. The way it could make sense is that before your message is delivered, it has to be somewhere. Before you send your message to me and I receive it, that's it being delivered. It has to be somewhere in the quote unquote space. Right?
It has to be handled by
it has
some
to be handled somewhere.
Or something.
And that once it's delivered to me, it's deleted from their servers.
Yes.
But now what we don't know is whether it's actually deleted or not. We just have to trust that they delete it.
Okay. Anyways, there's a lot to that is still unclear. How about how about you tell us about the contacts and how they know if is that for WhatsApp also?
Yes, this is still for WhatsApp. They further go on to say in their defense, they say the following scenarios describe circumstances where we may store your messages in the course of delivering them. Things like undelivered messages, media forwarding. Media forwarding is when a user forwards media within a message, we store that media temporarily.
Media could be photos or videos.
Yes, in encrypted format on our servers to aid in more efficient delivery of additional forwards. What do you have for us in regard to Twitter?
Now, Twitter will hold information in... I think it says that it gets information in three various ways. Mm-hmm. The information you provide at the time of opening up that account. Mm-hmm. Then there's information they get from other people.
Information that you provide is like your contact, your email, whatever. Name, your location. Mm-hmm.
Then
your date of birth.
Yes, exactly. Information they get from other people, like your friends. Then there's information they get from third parties.
Mm-hmm.
Third parties that work with them. These third parties may include people that advertise with Twitter. Okay, maybe they have an arrangement with Twitter to advertise.
So and then you happen to go to that site.
Then you
such
happen
as
to go to check out those things. Mm. Still, they pick that information.
Okay. Going back to WhatsApp, this is what they say in regard to your contacts. We talked about contacts information that you share. So they say you can use the contact upload feature and provide us, if permitted by applicable laws, with phone numbers in your address book on a regular basis, including those of users of our services and your other contacts. In this case, your other contacts, they mean your contacts that don't use WhatsApp.
That don't use WhatsApp, yeah.
Then they say if any of your contacts aren't yet using our services, this is the interesting part, we'll manage this information for you in a way that ensures those contacts cannot be identified by us. So there are two flaws there. One, why are you managing contacts or information like contacts of mine that are not on WhatsApp since I'm using your WhatsApp?
Have you seen that feature? Like, the moment you install that application, they tell you, do you
allow WhatsApp to access contacts?
Yes, I think it is at that moment
that they access all our contacts. But my question is, why are they keeping information like contacts that are not using WhatsApp?
Okay, maybe that.
For me,
and they go on to say that they want
Yes, it don't says if any of your contacts are interested using our services, we'll manage this information for you. We'll manage this information for you. I don't know why they think this information needs managing, but they will manage it for you in a way that ensures that those contacts cannot be identified by us. But in their defense, I could say that, I mean, if you're going to allow an application to access your contacts, it can't be selective. It's going to access all our contacts
anyway,
and it can't be selective yet, because I mean, how else is it going to be able to know that this contact is on WhatsApp and this one is not if it doesn't access all of them? That could be what is in their defense.
Or
they need to, so that I think that's what they mean by give us access to all your contacts so that we know which one is on WhatsApp and which one isn't. But then we'll manage it in a way that we won't be able to identify those that are not on WhatsApp.
But you so it comes in, it makes sense when you say that sometimes they have those contacts accessed. Remember that time when they tell you invites? So they actually know that these people are not on
WhatsApp. Yeah, which is actually strange. I mean, they have the option of you being able to invite someone, a contact that's not on WhatsApp.
Yet but they're saying that we cannot access your other contacts that are not on WhatsApp.
No. They will access them, but they will manage them in a way that will enable them not to identify the contact.
Wait, what is the measure of identification?
Exactly. And what... thank you.
Because the only identification there is that this person is not either on WhatsApp or not on WhatsApp.
Exactly. And for you to know that someone is on WhatsApp or not on WhatsApp, I mean, you need to know the exact contact. Meaning you have this information. So I don't know why they're saying this, but this is all interesting stuff that everyone needs to interest themselves in. Going to Twitter.
Yes, you're going to Twitter.
I'm going to Twitter. It is you. We agree. I don't know why it says today is like... Anyway, let me first go on with WhatsApp. So the other interesting thing about what the information that WhatsApp collects is in regard to device and connection information. Quote unquote, they say we collect device and connection specific information when you install, access, or use our services. This includes information such as your hardware model, operating system information of your phone or the device you're using, battery level, signal strength, app version, browser information. I think let's stop there. By browser information, they mean, see, when you go to your Google or whatever
search engine you use,
they have the browser information. I don't know why they need that.
You see, like,
I mean, what about my Twitter browser information do they need?
How Twitter justifies that is that they need this information to customize their services for that particular individual. So, for example, if your search...
Like which service?
No, listen. If your search is about sports all the time, now the news feed that you get will be in regard to sports alone.
All the ads that you get to see.
All the ads that you get to see. And for Twitter, it's like that. The ads, the moment you see these ads will give information to Twitter that, hey, this guy has been...
But you know that is actually against our... some of our laws, most specifically.
The data protection and privacy.
Yes, the data protection. Because it is...
Because you're
providing me information I've not asked for. You're accessing information, my information, to provide me with information that you believe I need because of the information you know I access.
So maybe to look at that law, Section 3 of that Act is like... Data, they call them, okay, I would just call them data handlers. That is to say the likes of Twitter and all the social media platforms. They're supposed to be transparent because that section highlights the principles of data collection and data privacy and all that. One of the principles is that they're supposed to be transparent in as far as collection of data, individual data is concerned. But when you look at these terms,
They are not transparent.
Level of transparency is one thing.
And for one, I don't know why WhatsApp needs to access my browser information.
Similarly, most of these applications access our browser information. Twitter it that, like you said, it will look at the internet carrier. It would look, even when you hide your location, they will go to the IP. Is it called the IP address?
WhatsApp goes further and says they collect information relating to location related information, not just about where you are. So even if you turn off your, you see there's that option on every smartphone of turn on location. So even if you disabled it, they would still be able to find out where you are, because they say even if you do not use our location related features, we use IP addresses and other information like phone number, area codes to estimate your general location.
Speaking of tapping into a mobile user's phone, let's also talk about TikTok. What TikTok does? TikTok is going to get all the information on your of the applications that you installed, right?
Yes, TikTok is just outright like a spyware application, because it accesses your videos, all your media, videos, pictures, weather, and for TikTok it's even worse. The moment you have the application on your phone, please, there's a difference between having the application on your phone and having an account. When you have an account, it's when you agree to these terms of service and the privacy policies. Now for TikTok,
but you see TikTok, you agree on the terms and terms.
No.
Yes, you do. But you may not create an account.
I'm telling you, before you create an account, there is no option for agree to terms and services.
Sure.
You can have I have a TikTok app on my phone. I don't have an account. I didn't have to access. I didn't have to agree to anything. But TikTok says in their privacy policy that regardless of whether you have the moment you have the application on your phone, they can access all these things. Your videos, your pictures, all sorts of media.
Okay.
They also access, just like WhatsApp, they access your browser information. They access the battery level of the phone. They access the screen resolution of the phone.
For what?
I don't understand. They access how bright your phone is, but how long you spend on the phone.
I don't like the fact that they access all the information for the application that I have. That means if you have like 30 applications, they will collect data.
They'll collect all of it. So... and you seem to like TikTok a lot, so...
What are you trying to say?
Actually, I think that's the...
What are you trying to say? Huh? For that matter, I don't know if the song is still playing.
It is still playing. You want to increase? Okay, fine.
Let me increase, because I need a breather. Anyways... what is that? So I think TikTok is also not following what we agreed upon or what our laws are really saying. However, those are the things that we need to look at. And as far as Isaac, how many social media platforms are you on? Isaac is on a variety.
I'm not on TikTok.
A variety.
I'm not on TikTok. I'm on a variety because of the podcast. Okay, also for myself. But
for himself. For himself.
I am on Instagram. And it's been a while since I posted anything on TikTok. Sorry, on Instagram.
Now you see, if these applications take this much data from us. Mm-hmm. Unsuspectingly, how about if you overfeed it with a lot of your information? So I think it is wise that they take that data that you do not authorize. Don't overdo it. I know it is about life,
but like, what are you going to share? Because they already, the information that you should ideally not be giving to them, they're already getting illegally, and the authority who ought to maybe put these people into check, which is the Uganda Communications Commission, is we don't know whether they are really doing anything to insist and say, maybe your privacy policies need to be a little bit tailored for our laws. Because what they're doing is outright illegal.
By the way, it is... Okay, maybe there are some of
starting
these things...
Starting from the right to privacy and so on. We're not going to go into the legalese, but starting from the right to privacy and so on. And that... Data Privacy Act that we just quoted. Mm-hmm.
Maybe what I need to understand, for example, for Twitter, maybe the others that might look like we consent to them, but the information they pick from third parties is real.
Well, WhatsApp says that the information they pick, speaking of information that they pick from third parties, this is what WhatsApp says. It says, quote unquote, we receive information about you from other users. For example, when other users, you know, use our services. So, if Issa that I know uses WhatsApp, they will collect information.
A classic example is that of Facebook. You know, Facebook and WhatsApp are from Meta, right?
Yes.
So they will bring you suggestions. They're called what? Suggested friends?
Yes, suggested people. Is it people you may know? Is that for Instagram?
It is also. No, it is for.
Are we growing that old?
It is for Facebook.
Okay, uh huh.
So you go into
it. No, for Facebook, it's suggested friends. Anyway. But people get the point. Uh huh.
Yes, it is tagged people you may know, and then they are suggested friends.
Mm-hmm.
So people you may know, you might not have interacted with them, but because you are within the same vicinity with them, they'll bring. Or a friend of yours.
They will suggest them. Yes.
They will suggest them. So I think it is also that term works for all Meta social media platforms.
Yes, which is very strange because they say they may also send you the other users that you know. They may also send you messages, send messages to groups to which you belong or call you. We require each of these users to have lawful rights to collect, use, and share your information before providing any information to us. And in my head, I'm like, we require each of these users to have lawful rights to collect. How? How are you going to ensure that these other people that you're collecting information from about me
have
that information lawfully? If you even yourself and don't
have the correct information.
Yes. So it goes on and on and on. That's that.
But thing. Anyway, on the flip side, this is all business. This is all business.
I mean, you can do business.
What social media platforms do, they collect all this data, at least what they say. They collect this data, then know which things to give, to offer you. Ah, Isaac likes food, or Isaac likes.
So that
shopping.
They also tailor their advertising services in a way that is lucrative. They have numbers for people who want to advertise with them.
Yes. And the longer you stay on your phone looking at those things, the more advertising agencies come to them, the more money they bag in. So basically,
and for people who advertise their businesses on or have business accounts on these different platforms, they give you numbers and they even ask you who do you want your advert to be tailored to, do you want your advert during peak hours and things like that. And they can't know that information if they don't collect evasive information like when is
like
Isaac on TikTok, when is Isaac on WhatsApp, when is Isaac on Twitter, when is he most active, when are people in Kampala most likely to react to an advertisement.
Yeah.
So things like that, which is true with what you said of it is business, but we only hope and pray that this information is not used for
the wrong purposes.
Yeah, for the wrong purposes. How but it's them benefiting at the end of the day. Sadly, if you think about
no,
it.
No, yes.
They benefiting the most.
They benefit the most because they have bills to pay. They have employment, employers to pay. Employers, employees to pay about that.
You could call them employers as well anyway.
Okay, mm-hmm. they have employees to pay and so many other things. I mean, someone sat down, created the application. They have to benefit from it. What you benefit... It's bliss. I mean, is that bliss. Is the cost of bliss. Let me tell you something.
No, that I don't think the cost of bliss. Should it though? I don't think it should be that high.
Okay.
Or let it be at the cost of, I am giving you this. Like
take that.
Yeah. That is why they ask you to consent to these private terms of service. Because it ought to be that I know what I am giving up.
Mm.
And I know what you're going to access. By virtue of our working together or by virtue of me using your platform. It shouldn't be a situation of... I think my problem with it is that, okay, one, on one part, it's our problem that we don't read these things. Secondly, the people who ought to maybe be putting a check to these things, because me as an end user,
yes.
I'm not going to take it up with WhatsApp and say I'm not going to use WhatsApp or I'm not going to agree to these terms of service, because if I don't agree to them, I don't get access to the platform.
You don't get the services anyway. And yeah. Now that most of these things have... digital and it is WhatsApp communication or Twitter communication.
I mean, sometimes you see news on Twitter before you even see it on mainstream media.
Anyway,
so social media platforms are a big deal.
Yes. Now you can obviously we are on all the social media platforms. We are on Twitter at The Creative Podcast. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. Where else is that?
We are everywhere. I'm trying to get our exact Twitter handle.
Yes, kindly.
Because it's not.
Now you could also give us your point of view, POV.
So Twitter is at @craze_podcast.
Yes.
Underscore is that dash that is under. It's an underscore. Google what an underscore is.
You like complicating. Why don't you?
No, but it's called an underscore. It's not dash because they're two different quote unquote dash.
Okay, fine.
Then okay. For Instagram, it's
as you're looking for it, let me pass this information.
No, it's here. For Instagram, it's the Craze Podcast. The full stop, Craze full stop.
No underscore.
Podcast. No underscore. For WhatsApp, reach us on. You can send us messages on those platforms. We will.
Well.
Oh, Facebook is also the Craze Podcast.
Yes. So what I'm trying to say is, under scrutiny today was those privacy policies on various social media platforms. You could also tell us what you think about those privacy policies. Go back and read and tell us what you think. You could have a different angle and reach us out on all our social media platforms. Inform us what you think. You can have a different perspective, but that is a crazy podcast basket. Hey, perspective. Lero. So anyway, until next time, this is... It's a server and
Isaac.